Nikki and Tamello in the morning.
Coast FM.
And time for us to welcome a legendary Aussie musical guest, ladies and gentlemen, Daryl Braithwaite.
Woo! Oh, good morning. Hang on. Good morning.
Yes.
Good morning. It's all working.
Back with a vengeance with the new song.
Oh, thank you very much. And it's only been out a bit over a week and all that, and it seems like it's doing all right so far.
Yeah, well, you're in the top 10 iTunes chart already, sitting at number 10. Well done.
Yeah, no, the charts are all different from how I remember them in the 70s.
And so you obviously had this song passed on to you. So you were meant to pass it on to somebody else, was that right? And that it was meant to be in Pink's hands. You stole it, so you nicked it from Pink.
Well, in short, it was meant to go to her. A friend of mine sent it to me. Can you send it on to Pink via our ex-manager, Sherbet, Roger Davies, who manages Pink. And so I sent it to him. 3 months went by, hadn't heard back from him because he hadn't received it. I sent it off my phone. You know how you can clumsily make mistakes on your phone?
Didn't press send. I didn't send that off. I guess it's mine now.
Yeah. So you can look at it that way. But anyway, I had lunch with him about 3 months later, and I sent it to him that afternoon. He got back to me in about an hour and said, it's a really good song, but I think it suits you more than Pink.
Nikki and Tamello's three things you need to know.
Well, look, you know you're going to hear a bit of weather talk today. Gale warning for local waters, current, and a severe weather warning for damaging winds extending from the metro area southwards.
Mm.
So that's the forecast for today.
Yep.
Now, you can have your say on plans for the Kootenup foreshore. Playgrounds, barbecues, spots for bird watching are included. And you can have your say. There is footpaths. Yeah. Yes, that's a lovely footpath.
Excited me.
You can have your say at the Mandra Matters website. And June 17, that's today, people, is Eat Your Veggies Day.
Eat your veggies.
That's right. So, you know, why not try incorporating something different that you don't normally use into a meal today?
Okay. Yeah. There's lots of veggies out there. We get stuck into, like, the same routine. You grab the same veggies every time you go shopping. You're like, wait a minute, there's like 100 others here that I could be trying.
Do you have squash normally, like the little squash? What about zucchini? Do you incorporate that on a regular basis? Bean sprouts.
Look at all these ideas.
You know, we're just going to sit here and list veggies for the rest of the day.
Take your pick.
Now, look, it's veggie time. It's veggie day. So what are we talking? You're talking about diet, the Mediterranean diet.
Yes. So apparently the Mediterranean diet, the research has been done to say that it reduces heart disease, the risk of heart disease, by up to 21%.
So for those that are sort of following, that's olive oil's a big part of it.
So if you think about a Mediterranean salad, you know what I mean? All those lots of veggies.
Lots of veggies. There's definitely lots
of... Mostly plant-based, but there is still some meats in there, but it's more fruit and veggies, whole grains, legumes, nuts, and lower consumption of red meat and processed meats and added sugar.
Lots of garlic, onion, tomato, I imagine, in amongst the Mediterranean diet. And olives play a pretty big factor in there too.
I can get around it.
Yeah. Oh, look, I've got no objections to that. They've been talking about this diet for years, to be fair. And it's also, I think fish rather than red meat's also the other one that sort of pops up in it.
But, I mean, it's just, if you think about it, it's just really what you think of when you think of healthy food.
And red wine.
Yeah.
I feel like red wine and coffee are pretty big factors in the Mediterranean diet as well.
And it's a good idea if you still want a diet that's got flavour. You know, a lot of people think they have to eat lettuce leaves and that's it. But, yeah, if you are at risk, that's definitely the diet to go for, Mediterranean.
Even if you're not.
I know.
There you go. Well, you know what? I remember when they used to call the climate around these parts of the world Mediterranean. I don't know if they still describe the Perth climate as Mediterranean, but we've got the
climate.
Don't
you have to be near the Mediterranean ocean?
No, I think it's Mediterranean style, as in similar temperature and rainfall. So anyway, if we've got the weather, We might as well eat the diet. That's what I'm saying. Gale warnings, severe weather warnings.
It's back again.
Sheep warnings, sheep weather warnings again. I didn't mention them.
But the I've never heard of sheep warnings until last week.
There you go. And I noticed them. They're there again. I think everyone, with the local waters, gale warning and a severe weather warning threat, you can probably assume it's probably going to be a bit dodge for sheep.
Gather your sheep
while you may. Can I just, there's been a lot of talk about casual racism recently.
Mm.
Obviously,
of course,
everyone's been talking about, is it time to rename Coon Cheese?
Mm.
And I don't know. I mean, I know that it's not named after, like, it's named after a guy.
It's somebody's name. Who came so up with I don't.
The cheese process, or not the cheese process that was, you know, I think it was quite a pioneer of the cheese process in Australia.
How would you feel if your name became offensive?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, would you be like, well, that's my name. Like, I don't know. I'm not being offending you by saying my full name, am I?
The thing is, though, it's been a long time since anyone's really kind of, I don't know, is the Coon family still kicking around? That's the question. You don't kind of know.
I don't even know.
Look, I don't know. It's a very confronting word to just see on the show. And we probably do get laughed at by other countries, but then, you know, we laugh at them for other things. But Margaret River's Colonial Brewing are now contemplating removing the word colonial from their product because that...
Oh, come on.
I know, the associations. But now, which, I don't know, that'd make a nice drop. If they changed the name, I'd still drink it.
Does that mean... True. But does that mean, like, colonial houses? We can't call it, like, historic buildings that anymore? I am all for change. I don't think we can change history, though. Move forward and... You know, accept what was and... change for the better.
I wonder if colonial is as offensive as coon. Like, I can make a case for one.
Mm.
But meantime, in the British Parliament, questions are being asked about why the Coco Pops mascot is a monkey. Where...
Why not?
the mascots for their version of Rice Bubbles are the three white guys... Snap, Crackle and Pop. And they're essentially the same cereal with a different flavour.
Mm.
I'd never thought about that.
No, because they're cartoons.
It's a cartoon monkey and some...
I don't know. Do you really think these people thought it through that much to try to be offensive?
Is it bothering people? That's the other thing.
Like, I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know either. You know what's bothering
some?
It's
all too much.
Jeremy McGovern's not going to be playing next week.
No, he is not.
Could you pick it from that? Did you watch the incident?
He punched him right in the face.
Yeah, I suppose. There was a lot going on.
I don't think it was any question. Well, he went straight for the face. He could possibly have went for the jumper.
Oh, no, I was going for the jumper. Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. You got him right in the middle of the face. So, anyway.
And something we can probably all get on board with, it's World Drought Day today. Mm. Or fully, the World Day to Combat Desertification, which is not about puddings, and drought.
Desertification.
Yeah, desertification. Yeah, anyway. 1S. It's all about doing what we can to preserve fertile farmland. And you know, weird thing, looking into it, Australia doesn't seem to get very involved in World Desert Day, which is odd given...
We are mostly desert.
Well, yeah, and given, you know, our issues with water and our reliance on farming and stuff. So, anyway.
Get on board. And
maybe we should.
Fly to South Australia if you want. Just saying.
Well, they'll let you in.
Yeah.
We won't let you back.
No. But you can go there.
As things start to go back to normal here, the coronavirus consequences continue to impact big events in America.
Mm.
Like the organisers of the annual Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest in New York.
Nathan's? What?
That's the brand of hot dogs, I think.
Okay. Yeah, not just some dude was like, this is my famous cook.
My mate Nathan, and we eat hot dogs. No, they said the event will go ahead this year as planned, but it'll be in a private location with no fans and less contestants to comply with social distancing.
Yeah.
Which, to be honest, makes it just sound a bit like most weekends at my place. Like, I mean, once you remove the audience, it's basically just people eating sausage, really. That's what... Okay, I probably could have phrased that better. But
you probably could. Just like mukbang, isn't it?
Kind of is.
It's just turned into a mukbang.
It's eating... You put it on YouTube and it's an eating video. That's really what it is.
Just watching people eat weird things, usually. Yeah.
I guess what I'm saying is you probably shouldn't ask me for help if you are organising the sausage sizzle at Bunnings. That's all, you know.
Why? Because you'll eat them?
Because it'll be like, one for you and one for the doctor.
Yeah. 97.3, Coast FM. The Coast Feed.
With entertainment news so fresh you can still hear it mooing, Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I think. Jimmy Kimmel is set to host the 2020 Emmys on September 20.
Hey.
This is how he announced the news. I don't know where we will do this or how we will do this or even why we are doing this, but we are doing it and I'm hosting it. There you have it.
Well, neither do we, Jimmy. Neither do we.
It'll likely be the first major awards show since the coronavirus pandemic began. Emmy nominations will be announced on July 28. The sequel to James Cameron's sci-fi blockbuster Avatar has resumed filming in New Zealand.
700 years after the original.
Yeah, if you can cast your mind back that far, that? There yeah. was a movie called Avatar. Producer John Landor said this one production alone is going to hire 400 New Zealanders to work on it. So that's a good thing for those guys over the ditch.
Cool.
Filming was shut down in March and now that all their restrictions are all but lifted, except for their international traveller quarantine, it means they can begin again.
Cool.
Now, Josh Gad has held a Zoom reunion with the cast of the original Ghostbusters this week. He's been doing a reunion series. It's called Reunited Apart for the last few weeks.
Okay.
And this one, of course, had Bill Murray and all the original cast involved and also Jason Reitman, who's directing the upcoming flick Ghostbusters Afterlife, which is the son
of Ivan.
Yes.
Whose dad directed the original.
The original, yeah.
Right.
So he was involved as well. And Ray Parker Jr. also closed out the Zoom call by performing his hit Ghostbusters theme song.
If there's something strange in your neighborhood, who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
If there's something weird and it don't look good, tell me who you gonna call?
Is that the cast joining you?
Getting involved, yeah.
I love it. That's great.
How good. And more good news, Tina Fey's beloved comedy series 30 Rock,
hey.
Which finished in 2013, is making a surprise comeback next month for a one-off special.
Nice.
It's going to air on July 13, and Tina Fey, of course, is going to be back as Liz Lemon. And Alec Baldwin, Tracy Morgan, Jane Krakowski, and Jack McBrayer are all going to be involved. So, good news for 30 Rock fans.
Good show.
Nikki and Zamello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.